not as bad as down here. The prices are going crazy down here. But then again, it's not quite as bad as Canada either. I heard the real estate's nuts over where you guys are as well. So I don't know. I'm looking at possibly just liquidating everything and getting a fifth wheel and a couple of kayaks and just hitting the road for a while. Yeah, that it's a lot of places up in the UP are nice, but there's not a lot going on. So, it's like being out west. You can't hardly raise hell on it with a hatchet. You just got to be careful you don't get stuck out in the middle of nowhere when it's really, really cold, because it'll, in the wintertime, in the weekdays, be a long time between cars on any of those roads. And if you get out in the bush property, it gets real bad. Very population.
Yeah.
Well, it gets real cold up there, too. Yeah. You have to have some real tough skin and some thick blood. People are just getting in the RV or buying, selling everything, getting in the RV and traveling. And, they can get money out of the ATM anywhere, I guess. So, yeah, that's not a bad idea. I'll tell you, but you're right here in Canada, it's crazy. They let so many immigrants in, 2 million people, there's no housing, so everything's on sky high. Just to give you an example, a little two-bedroom, one-bath house here in Windsor is going for like $350,000, $380,000, $400,000, so that's crazy. When I bought my house in 91, I paid $75,000. People bought a $300,000 or $400,000 house, Mike. You were talking about